Great one for me personally today. Always love bringing on other specialists. And I know long snapper's not exactly the first content that you would ever want to hear, but Luke has a really interesting story and he has been immensely important to the Iowa Hawkeyes over the last 4 years. This kid came in, was ready right away, and has been money for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And now he seeks to make the NFL. We talk about all of this, his entire career. You're going to like the story. Let's have a day. Let's go. Around here, another episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. Another Luke, back-to-back Lukes. We just had Lachey on. How do you feel about that?
Love it. Love Lachey. Great dude.
You're the more important one around here.
I guess so.
This is a long snapper podcast. We have another long snapper on today. Long snapper for the Hawks for the last, well, really, I consider it 4 years, four full years, essentially, is what your career turned into. Out of, where are you from? Neenah, Wisconsin?
Neenah, Wisconsin, yep.
You know, Wisconsin. And thanks for the time, by the way. Thanks for sitting down.
Yep.
How's you just finished your senior year. You technically have a year left, don't you?
No, I got no years of eligibility.
There's no COVID years sitting there. You never got hurt because you're a specialist.
No, COVID, no red shirt, nothing.
Wow.
Torn out.
Gosh. Senior, walk at senior day, 4 years in the program. Now you're going to make a run at the NFL. What's life like right now?
So right now I got back to Iowa City last week, started training up a little bit. Went down to Florida actually this past weekend to go train with some snapping coaches. So that was good.
Who's that?
Cole's guy, so Casey Casper.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm just training here in Iowa City, and then I got camps that I'm going to the next few months or so that are kind of all over the country, so that's exciting.
That is exciting. I remember that after the final game, it's like, okay, what does this look like for a specialist? Those listening today or tonight or whenever you put this in your ears, there might get into some nitty gritty special team stuff. So that's going to get, it's going to get full on nerd, mode today. Cause I don't get to talk to long snappers very often. You've been a Coles guy your whole journey, right?
Yeah, I started with Coles around my freshman year of high school.
Really? All the way back at freshman year.
Yeah, so it's
okay. So this is a good segue. It's 8 years. Wow. So this is a good segue into how does Luke Elkin pick up the ball and start long snapping? Because that's the question for every specialist, snapper, kicker, punter. It's like, what? Why weren't you a quarterback, man?
So I was a quarterback throughout high school.
Oh.
And what kind of started out was in eighth grade, we were trying to like figure out who's the long snapper, punter, and kicker. And I obviously could throw a spiral, so I just threw that spiral with one hand between my legs in eighth grade. Like, oh, maybe you could do this. And then freshman year came around, and I had a friend that snapped at Arizona State, I think, Arizona State for a year, and he was from our area. So we went and, like, worked with him for a little bit. And that's kind of, like, how I got kicked off to, like, actually snapping a football. Mm. Like, at, like, the collegiate level with two hands and all this stuff. So that was the first time that I actually like got into it, like technicalities and stuff. And then from there on out, I went to Cole's camps and then ended up here.
Did you see that as this friend of yours is at ASU. Did you see the writing on the wall? I guess is what I'm trying to say is like, I'm a quarterback right now. I think actually when I saw you come in recruit wise, you played a couple different, you played like safety and.
Yeah, I played safety and wide receiver.
So we got a real big time athlete here. And but you were a little smaller and a little slower. What are you doing, big girl? We have an interruption from my daughter. Can you say hi to Luke? Say hi, Luke. Okay. That's what you have you can look forward to that in like, what are you, 22? You can look forward like 8 years. So I guess the way it works for a lot of guys is they're playing in another position, right? They're like, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. It's like, I'm a linebacker. Like for me, I'm a linebacker. I'm a running back. The problem is I'm not a Division I speed. I don't have that kind of athleticism. On top of that, guys like myself played at a school where you just, even if you are really good, you're not winning a lot of games. You're not going to get a lot of coaches coming through town to see what you actually have got, even if you've got some talent. And so it's an out of it. It's a way out to be like, I can make it at the top level of college football if I really go after this position. Was that sort of what it was?
Yeah. So kind of, it was more on like my junior year when I started to realize when schools, like bigger name schools, started hitting me up as like a long snapper.
Yeah.
But like junior and senior year, it was like, I could go play like D2 football and play like an actual position, whether that's safety or quarterback or whatever. But then it was North Dakota State and Iowa were like, we'll take you as a long snapper. And I was like, that's pretty hard to pass up on the Big Ten. Like, I can't be like, I had the opportunity to go play in the Big Ten and I turned that down to go play D2 football. So like
still a walk on though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. When were you given scholarship?
After my sophomore year. So right before my junior year.
So, you know, you're 10 or 11 games in 21 and then another 13 in 22.
Yep.
And then, okay. We're on the same path there.
Yeah.
Same financial calendar for us. What do you think about that, by the way? Like, do you have opinions on, I know you're not going to like, it's hard to say like, oh, the coaches should have given me money sooner. Like, what is your opinion on when specialists deserve and when they should be put on and stuff like that?
So like with my opinion, it's kind of more like if you start, I feel like you should be put on scholarship, which is kind of just like you're a crucial factor to the team. Like you and you make points for the team to go win games. But like when I was going through it, like I wasn't like very angry that I wasn't on scholarship.
Sure.
Just cause like I was enjoying it. I was around a good group of guys. Like it was like there was never a thought where I was like, I'm going to go leave somewhere else and go play there. Like I'm like there, that thought never crossed my mind because I was like, this place is just awesome.
Which is, it's great because you love where you're at. You're enjoying your college experience. You have an opportunity that even most specialists don't get. And we'll go over sort of how you stepped in so early in your career. But 4 years, man, as a chance to be a true starter, part of the team, like you're the guy. That just doesn't come around very often. And so to some extent, and it was the same for me, is they know they've got you by the balls. Like they've got you. Because your situation is so good. You're already living in Iowa City. You're not going to uproot your life. Now, compared to my situation, in 14, there wasn't like this portal thing, this NIL. Not that snappers would get a bunch of NIL, but who knows? Like that guys leaving and going wasn't as frequent. Yeah. And so there definitely was no thought in my mind like, oh, I should try and go seek a better opportunity. But I'm thinking about just this year, Luke, like, I don't know how close you pay attention, but then the Nebraska's long snappers have been god awful. And I think they went and got a guy in the portal like after this season ended.
Yeah.
From some New Hampshire school or something.
They picked up like a regular student that snapped in high school for this year played for him, which
Jesus
is the reason why they lost the game against us.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And so there are opportunities, not all the time. There's definitely not as many like open spots as a quarterback or a running back at all these other schools. And there's only one guy that does it at each one of these schools. But there are opportunities where if you could have found something like that, you could have even made a lateral move like or an upward move in the Big Ten or somewhere in the SEC. Like, hey, we just ran into an issue where our snapper is not very good. You were a proven guy after 1 year. I mean, some would say proven. You could go make that run, but I'm sure it was also because everybody gets this. It's like, hey, after this year, like if you prove you're the guy, like you got it. And then it comes back around to camp and it's like you're waiting for it. And then I don't know how it went for you, if you had a meeting like that or if you got brought into the office. But for me, it was like, hey, I know we said that we had a scholarship for you, your second year starting, but we got two left. And these two guys, they deserve it. They're a class ahead of you, right? Was there anything like that?
Nothing really. There wasn't much talk after like my freshman year for it.
Okay.
And then it was actually sophomore year at the bowl game in Music City Bowl. It was after practice and we were doing some stuff after practice and KF comes up and he's like, hey, Luke, by the way, we plan on putting you on scholarship. for next semester or next year. I don't remember which one it was.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, like what?
I know, right? So insane. Subtle.
I'm just practicing, like doing my own thing, and you come up and drop that bomb on me. Like, it was pretty cool, though.
So it is super cool.
Yeah.
And it's such a, like, you get to go tell your parents, you immediately text your parents. Like, that's awesome, right? And I've told the story a lot on here, but like for me, I was literally, me and another guy got put on at the same time, and we just got a text message from KB like one random summer afternoon, like, hey, you guys are on scholarship, you need to go sign your papers. That's how I got my scholarship.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's like, so you see, I'm not asking for like one of those team meeting videos, like surprise.
No.
But like, I didn't even talk to KF. I didn't even, like, it was such a weird thing. And I feel like they like to keep it low key for the specialists at Iowa, or really like most guys. But once you get over that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause Drew Stevens got put on the same time I did. So his freshman year, my sophomore year. So that's where I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like two specialists getting put on scholarship. Like that's like very good for us. Like, yeah.
They don't do that very often. They're not handing those things out.
No.
What was the message to you in recruit, like whatever your recruiting looked like junior year? You said you started to get, you know, people are starting to reach out. What was the message from the staff like before you committed?
It was more like, you're going to have to come in here and work your butt off, get after it and show us that you're able to play. And obviously like coming to Iowa, knowing too, like you got to go through it to find your time, especially at other positions as well. But it was basically like, if you prove that you're better, you'll end up being the starter. And then after that, you'll get put on scholarship. Like that was kind of like my whole thing.
And you came in 2020.
2021.
2021 was your first season.
Yep.
And you came in that summer?
That summer, June.
Okay. And so at the time, it would have been Spiewak.
Yep.
My brother.
Yep.
And Buddy.
Buddy, four long snappers.
Who, real name, not Buddy. His real name is Liam Reardon, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
He's at Northwestern now, too.
Northwestern?
Yep.
And is he the guy?
I think so.
Wow.
He played at Akron this past year.
Yeah.
Grad transfer, but then he had another year because of redshirt and COVID. So then his sixth year was this year.
Holy smokes. Year,
so he's going to Northwestern.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is like awesome.
That is awesome. That is, it's so sick to see. And so, so you guys had four guys that were kind of like, there was one there at one point. I also had three guys underneath me, and it was like, what are we doing? Like, how did we end up with so many guys? There was a little bit of, there's some politics about it back then too, but, there always is. So you come into a room of four guys and it's like, what you get thrown into summer, at least you got some summer workouts. You got to feel it out. How was that first summer? How, like getting into the workouts, the speed stuff, they kind of ease you guys in as a freshman class, but what were you thinking in your head?
It was pretty good. I didn't really think like too much of it, like not to the point where it's like, oh, I need to make sure I'm snapping all the time. And like, I need to make sure that I'm doing all this to put myself in the position that I want to be in. Like, I didn't really think of that. I don't think too much that summer. It was more of like, what am I doing? Like, I'm clueless. Like, I need to figure out how to do these certain lifts. Like,
you're just trying to figure out how to get to like class and like
literally all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cause that was more of the summer. And then when school started up, that was still like a whole nother, like, what am I going to do? Like, this is a lot.
Figuring out your schedule, just how to be a Division I athlete.
But yeah, that didn't really. And then fall camp comes around, and I'm like, am I going to be invited to fall camp? I'm not sure.
Yeah. How did that go? What was that conversation like through the summer? Cause you're still talking to like Coach Woods at that point, probably.
Yeah. And I don't think there was too much conversation about it. It was just kind of like, we got to get down to a certain number of people. There's going to be a certain amount of people left out, and you'll find a note in your locker or something like that. So it's like, locker, and it's just there. And I'm like, oh, wow, I am going to camp.
It's like Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire. Like, yeah, the goblet will spit out a note if you're in.
Yeah.
And then was it just you and, or was it you, Buddy, and Speedway?
Awesome. Yep.
Yeah.
It was us three.
And so you guys go into camp, and are you the three at that point?
Yep. Me and Buddy were splitting reps on the next man field.
Okay. And how quickly, or if at all, did you sort of take the two spot, because pretty quickly after this, we're going to talk about you taking the spot.
Yeah.
Because it happens fast. But like, did it happen in camp where you kind of ascended as the clear two and he was a clear three?
I wouldn't say it. Like, anybody didn't come out and say you were the clear two. It was just kind of like, we're still splitting reps. It was kind of more like, it's not like I knew I was a two, but I was like, it's me and Buddy right now competing for that second spot.
Right.
Like, I never realized that, like, oh, I could have been a two here or not.
Right. The season starts, and Spiewak had snapped during the COVID year, and there had been some – it wasn't the best year. There was a couple mishaps, a couple places for improvement. And I got this whole story, by the way, from Coach Woods, like, the week or two after it happened in 2021, and it was amazing to listen to him tell it, and I wish we could have him tell it on here. You guys get into Iowa State week. You the first game goes by, and I think the Spiewak have like a low ball, like one or two low balls or high balls.
Yeah, one or two, yeah.
And so you like, there's, you guys still aren't feeling great. Like, KF isn't feeling super confident. And by the way, none of this is against Spiewak. Great dude.
Yeah, great dude.
Sometimes you just like, you just don't have it. Something's off. Like, and it just happened at this time that something was off for Austin. And so the first game goes by. He takes all the snaps. The next game, you guys are at Iowa State.
Yep.
Right?
So that
first one. Yeah, tell me how this goes. Because this, as a freshman who's been on campus for 10 days as the semester has started, has got to be the biggest whirlwind of like your life up to this point.
Yeah. So that first game, I didn't even suit up for it. Like, I was in the stands.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, I wasn't even on the sideline. And then week two rolls around and I'm still at like the two spot or three spot, like Buddy, and I don't know for like field goal or not. But then that week goes on and it's like that Thursday and I get a call from Coach Woods. Like, I'm in the middle of class. I get a call from him. Like, I can't pick it up. Like, I have like 10 minutes left of class. I text him, like, I'll call you back in a few. So I get out of my class at the EPB.
Oh,
terrible building.
It's the worst.
Yeah. So I call him. He's like, hey Luke, like, you'll be traveling this week. If you have any questions, like, ask any of the older guys or me, like, what you need to do to be ready. I'm like, all right, like, this is pretty cool. Like, this is exciting. Like, I got to go. It was like, I think me and Joe Labus were like the only two freshmen that were traveling.
Yeah.
At the time. So I was like, oh, this is actually like really cool. So then we go down. So that Friday we head out and we're in the locker room waiting for the bus to leave. And Buddy shows up.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh, Buddy, you're traveling too? Because usually we take two long snappers, two kickers, two punters.
Yeah, you're not taking any more than that.
Yeah. But next thing you know, Buddy's like, yeah, I got a call from Coach Woods this morning, Friday morning, that was like, you're traveling too. So it's me, Buddy, and Spiewak all traveling. Which is just like crazy, having three long snappers go over to Iowa State.
Do you at this moment, like, as you guys are kind of sitting there going, it's like the Spider-Man meme. Like, you're pointing at each other and it's like, oh, you.
I wouldn't say necessarily that, because like, it wasn't like it was like there's going to be a determination on who's snapping on game day. Like, there wasn't like
it was any, Austin, but
yeah, like it was Austin. This is your job. You're snapping for us on Saturday. Like, that was fully the plan.
Do you have any sense of the uncertainty though? Like, as you're like, oh, they're bringing both of us. Is there any, or you're just thinking, fuck yeah, I get to travel.
Yeah, it was literally travel. Like, I'm like, this is gonna be awesome.
Fair.
But then I remember being in the hotel room with Ryan Grisande.
Yep.
And like, we're sitting down and talking. He's like, this is when it like actually hit me, is he goes, Luke, like, you are going to need to be ready on Saturday to play.
Mm.
And that's when I was like, oh my God. Like,
cause Grisande at this point is that his final year?
Yeah. It was his final year.
21. So he's seasoned. He's been around. Tough for the kid. Cause he just had so many injuries. His career, he could really boot it if he was just healthy and got any kind of consistency. And he's a great dude.
Yeah.
But as far as like he fully understands the gravity of the situation, as far as like who they're taking, what means what. And so he says that to you, and that sort of relays it to like, oh, it's serious.
Yeah. Like, that's when it like finally hit me, which was like Friday night before the game. I'm like, wow. Like, yeah, like, I might have to go in tomorrow.
Do you have any idea what the Iowa State game even
Not really. No, I just knew that we were. It was because I think we were 9 and they were 8, or vice versa. And it was.
Oh Kyle yeah, King. That was the year Kyle that King. It was called. Dude, this is that's an insane first game. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And then also the funny part too is, Woods texted me. I think it was on that Thursday or Friday, and he's like, "You're not going to be able to wear number 44 because Benson's on the punt unit." And he's like, "We don't want to like have those line up." And he's like, "What number what number do you want?" And it was like a range of like 80 something, 90 something, and like 39. I'm like,
just the worst numbers on the team.
I'm like, just give me 39. Like, I don't want a high number. So that game, we get in the locker room for the game, and I don't have a last name on my jersey. It literally just says it's literally 39.
I love it.
Like, they just made the jersey like no last name, nothing. So I thought that was pretty funny. I have like a photo or two of running off the field.
It's kind of like an Easter egg, like and sort of a little bit of a microcosm of like what the specialist is. Like, you're just a no name position that just goes out there, does their job, and doesn't need to be recognized. It kind of plays nicely. I like it.
Yeah.
So you run out there, no name on your jersey. Spiewak is still starting.
Yeah.
Right. You going through warmups, and so then
let me say something about warmups.
Oh, quick. Tell me about it.
Warmups and Ashton Kutcher's there.
Oh, Kutcher was there.
Yeah, he was there because he was speaking on College Game Day, and he's a big Hawkeye fan.
Yeah.
So we're done with our warm-ups. We're kind of hanging around for the rest of the team to come out, and he comes up to us and starts talking to us, and, like, he is absolutely hammered.
Oh, yeah, he likes to get juicy.
So we were like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, this is, like, Ashton Kutcher's just, like, trying to talk to us. We don't understand what he's saying. We're just kind of nodding our head yes and no. But I was like, this is another crazy, like, experience, too. Like, this is a famous celebrity who's in – great movies, great shows, and he's just
Your life at this point is just like, what is going on? Like,
yeah,
you're just you know, the Iowa State fans are rowdy at that point. Oh, you've already walked out to like the fuck you Iowa. It's Ashton Kutcher sloshed is trying to make conversation. Unbelievable. Do you remember? And again, I don't want to focus in on Spiewak, but it matters. Do you remember how he was looking in warmups that day? How he was feeling? Did he give off any like energy? Like
not any like bad energy. No, like he seemed fine. Like, I didn't notice anything horrible from pregame warmups.
And you guys come out, and I remember it very, very succinctly. His first snap is high.
Yep, field goal snap for sure.
And I'm like, I'm already like keyed in because I knew that the previous week didn't go well, and I'm like, Jesus, like, what are we gonna do? And this is where. The story was pretty great from Woods. Again, I'm going to let you tell it. But, like, can you tell me how you got the nod on the sideline? Maybe you weren't even part of this. But, like, I heard that – who was it? Was it Gersonde that walked over and said, like – or somebody else. Or maybe it was – Keith was already gone, right? So it would have been – so somebody walked over and was like, you have to put Elkin in. That's what I heard.
Oh, like, I think that was Gersonde.
Okay. I think it was Gersonde. Like, the way he told me it was like, Gersonde walks up and goes, hey, Elkin's got to go in. He's got to be the guy.
It might have been Shudak, now that I think of it.
It might have been Shudy. It might have been Shudy. And so who lets you know?
Coach Woods comes up to me and, like, you know how frantic Coach Woods can be on
game. Oh, God.
Which is like, yeah.
He just cares so much.
That's for another story, but yeah. But he comes up to me. He's like, Luke, you're going in for field goals. Like, straight serious, like, kind of yelling a little bit because he's all so amped up. And I was just kind of like, oh, like, okay. Like, that's when the heart started racing a little bit. I was like, yep, here we go. But it was nice, too, because, like as I got older, like, realizing the transition of, oh, we're about to punt. Oh, wait, no, we're in field goal range. Oh, we got sacked, punt again. We're like, right now I'm just at a point where, like, oh, I'm just doing field goal snaps.
Mm.
So I'm, like, just
true. Yeah, there's not – there's a way that you can – punt. Yeah, you can compartment. That's where
I was able to stick with Ryan because Ryan just held. So it was just me and Ryan, like, pretty much the whole game.
Uh-huh.
Getting field goal snaps, which helped me out a lot.
Yeah, that's a huge entry. Like, I remember just thinking even my first game, just thinking like, oh, God, can we please just kick a field goal for the first one?
Yeah.
Because the first time they step it back to 14, you're like, wow, that's pretty far. It's pretty far out here on game day. Looks a little different. So that is nice. That's a great little soft entry into like your snaps, and everything went well, right? As far as I remember. And then the next week, do you have everything?
So the next week I put on punt and field goal.
And was that decision made during the week?
Made during the week.
Just because of period and stuff like that? Like he was just like, okay, Elkins looking a little bit more consistent, like he's the guy. And then for those listening, we're talking like this is August, early September of 2021. You've snapped every single game since that point.
Yep.
Just didn't look back.
Nope.
Have you had any chance to sort of reflect on your career now that it's over and just sort of that specific part of it? Like, oh my God, like how crazy is it that I went in that day and then it's just been every game since then?
I don't think I've realized it yet just because like it's still like so fresh. Like even like these past few weeks, not being like having to go to meetings or anything, like that still feels weird to me. But I'd say like realizing like now that I'm, that I'm done, that it's like, oh, I did snap for 4 years for the University of Iowa.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, not too many people can say they did that.
Like,
pretty cool.
Not too many. Like, again, going back to the whole thing, it's like, there are just not a lot of 4 year guys.
No.
Like, if it's at other positions and there's somebody playing that early, there's a good chance they're leaving early because they were so good.
Yeah.
Specialists aren't leaving early, but most of them aren't getting the chance as a true freshman.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm telling you, that's something you're going to look back on. I do it all the time. And I just think, God, I was so lucky. Mine just happened to be I don't know what was going on. They just didn't recruit somebody or they just happened to need somebody the year that I came in. Cause they had Casey going out as a senior. And after he graduated that fall, it was like, okay, I just like got the job.
Yeah.
There's just nobody else. And I think about that all the time. Like, wow, what great luck I had that I happened to be coming out of high school that year, that Iowa, two hours down the road from my house, like needed a snapper. I happened to be right. Like it just feels so lucky. So I was a little bit worried that you did have an extra year because to my knowledge, not just snappers, but like any position, I'm pretty sure I'm still laying claim to one record at Iowa, and it's the most consecutive starts of any player ever. How many games did you start in a row? Because you wouldn't have started the first one, and then you didn't technically get the start at Iowa State. So you got, what, 11 that year?
Yep, 11.
Or no, 12. You would have gotten 12 in that first, because you guys went to the
Big Ten championship game. I want to say it's like 51 or 52.
Okay.
It might be like 52 played in, 51 started.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Mine was 53, and I thought you had some like COVID year saved up. You were going to come back and make it like 60 something.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. When you're in the league, I can just at least hold on to that. I still have that.
Do you have the bench press or the?
Yeah, I still got the bench too. And nothing against you. Some people just aren't bench pressers, but I cannot believe that's still up there.
Well, Buddy, I think, was supposed to beat it like his last year that he was here. Then he got like mono. So like he was.
I got super saved sick. By mono.
He was super sick like the week of max outs.
And there's no way you're getting that.
He didn't come in because he was super underweight and all that stuff.
Maybe God is real. He saved me there. That's my only claim because I had the 5-10-5, but then my brother broke it.
Yeah.
Little bastard. So. That's good. I still got a couple things over there. They can't forget me quite yet. What was it like from year one to year four? Talk about like the mental maturity of the position and just, you know, at first, like you said, you're like, oh God, thank God I just have the PAT snaps. Like that's the kind of thing you're thinking about. Yeah. You don't even know what the Iowa State rivalry and that game day atmosphere is like. You don't even know, like you're just running out there like I'm just a snapper. To where like you get more comfortable, the swarm becomes less of a, I mean, it's still sick every time, but it becomes less of an event and more of a part of the routine. And you can bring the heart rate down a little bit. Like what was that like over the 4 years?
So my freshman year, like it was, I'm going to bed at 7:38 every night. Like it was like, I'm going to bed early. Like I'm getting my sleep. Like I'm so like locked in on doing this just because like, it's like your heart starts pounding like all the time for it. And like as the season went on, it got a lot better. Uh-huh. But like ranging that to like year four, like right now, like it's like you always get that little bit of nervous, but it's at the same time, like something that I kind of harped on with myself this year was like You've done this a million times.
Yeah.
You do not need to be worried about going out there and snapping. No matter if it's a game-winning kick, if it's the first punt of the game, like, just trust that you've done it so many times and then go out and do it.
Because there's always that fear in the back of your mind of, like, the worst possible scenario. Like, what if worst-case scenario happens? And for us, that's very – it's a very exposing moment.
Yeah.
Like, kicker completely shanks one, punter shanks one, snapper throws it over a guy's head. Not good.
No, not at all.
A horrible look.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, everyone's fumbling through their media guide trying to figure out who's 39 and I'm about to send him death threats on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so that's like, even as a senior, like, you kind of think about it and it almost becomes funny. Like, man, if I do that now, like, I'm really ass, like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
But I love that you came back to that. Like, I've done this a million times, because that is eventually what I settled on too, was like, yeah. Dude, I've snapped a ball so many times at this point that there's almost no reason to think about it. Like, just let it happen.
Like, even this year with Reese, our punter, mm-hmm. like, early, like, training camp, he's on the varsity field with us, and he's like, I'm nervous for punt period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he's saying.
Yep.
And, like, for me, I'm like, I've done a million punt periods. Like, I could go out and do a punt period right now if I wanted to, with, like, two warm-up snaps. Like, it's not, like, the end of the world.
Yeah.
But, like, for him as a freshman, it's like, you got Coach Ferentz standing next to you. You got Coach Woods screaming everything.
Oh, yeah.
You got Coach Wallace, like, all this stuff.
Does he still – please tell me that after stretch, immediately after stretch breakdown, he's still going, punt!
Yep, just screaming it.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
So were you able to – and maybe you're not this kind of guy, because not everybody is, but are you able to kind of – okay, I've got myself taken care of. Like, I hear Reese telling me this. He's my freshman punter. You're trying, like, are you offering advice to him?
Oh, yeah. So the big thing with Reese, too, is that he's. Yeah,
tell me about this guy.
He doesn't know, like, much about football.
Like, so just like Torrey, they literally didn't know shit.
Yeah, I think Reese knew a little bit more than Torrey did. But there are still times where, like during a game, Reese would be, like, caught up in the game. And I'm like, you can't be doing that right now. Like, you need to sit on the bench. Like, you need to relax. Like, wait for your time to come.
Yep.
But it was just, like, a lot of, like, routine during the game for him. And just figuring out, like, what works best for him. Because that was, like, my biggest thing my freshman year, too, is, like, I couldn't even tell you what my routine was.
Yep.
What I did up until the snap. But with Reese, it was, like, I've done this for a few years. Like, I understand what I need to do to get ready. I'm going to do as much as I can to help him out, just because I know how good of a punter he is, and he's going to help us, like, win these games.
And he was good. He was great this year. He was, I think he might have even ended up, like, right around or even better than where Torrey was his freshman year.
Torrey's freshman year just hit, like, end-over-end punts.
Yeah, he didn't even hit spirals.
Yeah, and this year with Reese, we barely hit any end-over-end, like, rip punts. Unreal. So, like, that's where it shows, like, watching Reese hit, even, like, Reese during period two, sometimes you're just like, yep, that's a really good punt right there, dude.
Yeah, dude, I've been there. Some of those guys have unbelievable legs, man, and it is like art to just sit there and watch that. I got to, and you'll probably get to do a lot. I mean, you're going to go to these camps, so you're going to be with the best kickers and punters. You're going to be snapping to them. You've probably already done that some. There was a 2019. So this is about the time where McAfee has been out of the league for like a couple years and his show's starting to take off, but he's still kind of dipping his toe in the water. Yeah. And he got a call from the Bears. Like, hey, you want to come work out? We need a guy. And Jamie is in Ames at the time. And he calls my brother and my brother calls me and he goes, Jamie needs us to come and snap for Matt Hawk and Pat McAfee. And I'm like, holy shit, let's do it. And I don't know if you've ever seen Matt Hawk punt. He's a lefty. He was with the Dolphins for a while. I think he was with the Colts a little bit the last couple of years. So we end up at Iowa State's practice field, like in the summer of 2019, snapping to Matt Hawk, who's now like a 7-year vet, and McAfee. And it was one of those same things, like when Torrey hits a boomer or like it's Pat McAfee and Hawk can absolutely smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sit there and you're like, these are absolute nukes.
Yeah.
Like there's missiles coming off of their foot right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Is he hit like what's Reese's A ball? Like it's just perfect. 72 degrees, a little downfield wind. He puts one into it. What's a hang and what's a
I was going to say he's had a few like I don't want to put like wind into it just cuz that sure. can affect it a lot. But like his best ball is like 55.50 something. That's an NFL ball right there.
Yeah.
But then it's also like you get one of those punts out of 25.
Right. Yeah.
It's just consistency for him, which I'll be excited to watch him this next year just to see how much he goes from year one to year two. Mm-hmm. Just because how he performed this past year is like he's got three more years left. Like,
yeah. And I think that's how we felt with Torrey too when he was a freshman. We were all like, dude, he's so good already.
Yeah.
What is he? And then he just got better, slightly better, slightly better, slightly better. And like, and now he's the guy for the Bears.
Like Torrey's senior year, like during punt period, we'd have like eight punts.
Mm-hmm.
Like seven of those eight, you'd be like, those are good punts. Like you're just like looking at him like, I'm already walking back to get the next snap and the ball isn't even on the ground yet. Like it's.
I mean, Torrey's special. He's different. Yeah. Go back to your freshman year on the sideline in the middle of games, talking about routine. Were you like a fidgety guy? Were you a guy who you need like, so I always felt like I wanted limited reps. I didn't need a lot. I just needed I needed to see a couple good ones go back. And I felt good about that. Whereas like Miguel Racinos in practice or even Subert, who you would, have you met Subert at all? He was before Spiewak after me. Those two guys, they needed, I mean, they would just rep after rep after rep. It was so much volume. It's like they just, it was almost like they're just doing it because there's nothing else to do. Like, there would be times where I'd be like, guys, chill. You got to lay back. Where did you land on that spectrum?
So I feel like my freshman year, it was more of reps, reps, reps.
Yeah.
Just because it's like,
TV timeout, you're trying to get like six on the sideline. Yeah.
I wouldn't say like six, but like three or four, which is more than I needed my senior year.
Yeah.
But that's just because like I thought like the more reps I get, the better off I'll be. Like the more feeling I get of the ball coming off my fingers, I'll be better off in the game. But then I'd say like towards my senior year, it was like TV timeout. I'd sit on the bike or sit on the bench for like the first minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then get one or two snaps with 30 to a minute left on the TV timeout and then go sit back down.
Yeah.
Just cause like I realized that I didn't need as much just because I remember my freshman and sophomore year, like it'd get towards end of games and I'd be like, my legs would be like dead.
Yeah. Calves start to cramp.
Yeah. Like this isn't good. So that's one thing I'm glad I realized it, but it took me a while. But my junior, senior year, I was like, all right, like even pregame warm-ups, like I don't need this many.
Oh, God. Dude, pregame warm-up. Pregame warm-up is useless. It's almost useless.
Yeah.
It makes you tired more than anything.
Yeah, like I think I'd probably get 15 to 20 punt snaps pregame.
Yep.
Towards my senior year. Like it's like that's all I really think I need.
I
feel like freshman year is more like you're getting 20 to 30.
Yeah,
sometimes
I used to tell the guys this all the time. Like my senior year, there was a time where I would hit like two snaps. Like I'm talking from cold, pure cold, two snaps at 8 yards, two snaps at 10, two at 12, one at 14 into the period. Yeah. Like seven balls to start practice, and then we're in punt walk, right? Or into the period. Like it does not take a lot once you've done it a million times. Did you ever have, so when we were there, Jason Baker came back and worked with us. Did Bake ever come back during your time?
Yeah. He was there all 4 years.
Every year. So he's doing that every year still.
Yep.
Oh dude, I have to get Bake on the show.
Which is just unreal. Like having him, we had a joke for him called Big Game Bake.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Just cause he came in 21 to the Penn State game, mm-hmm. which that's when we were like the 3 or the 2 versus Penn State.
Of course.
And then he came to another big game too. I don't remember which one it was.
And so you're giving him shit about he only comes to the big ones?
He only comes to the big games.
Yeah, he did that around our time too.
But yeah, having Baker on the sideline and like there's something about it that is just like whenever he was there, like the specialist would perform so well.
Yep.
Every single time. And it's not like he's like saying a lot of stuff to us. Like just having him there and like coming off and he'd be like, good snap. Like just having that, you're just like, here we go. Like
I don't know what it is either, but there is something about that guy. Like his calm energy or just the way the way that he's so like surgical about how he thinks of the snap, the punt, the kick.
Yeah. And he knows so much about football too. It's unreal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you take a lot from him off the field where he was, you know, I wasn't a big guy. I just never was a guy that tracked my snaps very well. I just didn't like call it defiance or me being stubborn or just lazy, but I never felt like I got anything out of charting.
Yeah.
So Bake is a huge charter. The kickers chart everything.
Yeah.
And like he tried to get me into it and it helped a little bit, but I like the journaling stuff more and sort of the mental processing. But like, did you take anything specific away when Bake would come that helped a lot?
So like his big thing that he harped on this past year was like what is pregame warmup for?
Mm.
And the takeaway was that it's literally just getting your body warm. Like that's the only thing. Like he's like, you could have the worst pregame warmup and go out and perform well. Which, funny story about that is Maryland this past year where Drew had 5 field goals, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like pregame warmup, he was like, my legs feel dead. Like I don't feel too good. Like,
yeah.
Ball's going all over the place. But like, that's literally all pregame warmup should be for, is just getting your body ready and warm to go out and perform. And it doesn't matter if you hit a bad ball. It doesn't matter if you do this because it's not the game. So that was probably my biggest takeaway that I took from Baker, at least this past year.
Yeah, and there's just I know there's 100 other little things that he just kind of says in passing where you just sit there and you're like, yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah. Just a smart guy. Did anybody else ever come back? Have you ever worked with Kreider?
He showed up like one, I think, spring ball practice my sophomore year.
Okay. Did he still ever come back for like summer workouts or anything?
I think he did maybe once or twice. I don't really remember too much though.
Did you know about him? How early on did you learn about him? Cause he's kind of like the guy, right? For us, he's the Hawkeye that is literally still doing it. He's about to be in year 10.
Yep.
Next I year. Think, he's like the prototype. He's what I hoped that I would turn into. And I'm sure Subert thought he maybe had a chance for a bit, and now you've made it through your career and like, that's the goal, right?
Yeah. Like I didn't really know of him till like my freshman year.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, like he's been playing the league for however six years. Like it's like he's making a career out of it.
Yeah, legit.
Like his whole story too of how he got in the league is just like crazy too. Takes like 2 years off.
He was a science teacher sub.
Yeah.
He at this point I've forgotten the details of it, but he first like 2 maybe even 3 years he's getting like that camp, like he's signed for mini camp and he's through the summer and then he gets into camp and then he's the guy that gets cut.
Yep.
The Cowboys forever had this old dude, his name was like LP Ladouceur. He was like French and he was this massive dude. He was like 6'5", 260, and he was just a vet, like 10, 11 year vet when Casey was like their second guy. And so Casey's trying to break through, or they're kind of holding on to Casey. They like, if something happens to the old guy, and nothing ever did. And so he goes through, like, he graduated in 13 was his last year. So 2014, he gets cut by the Cowboys and he's just kind of hanging out during football season. 2015, he gets cut by the Cowboys. He's hanging out during football season. I think 2016 is when he finally gets picked up by the Broncos.
Yep.
And then he plays like 3 or 4 years with the Broncos, and now he's been another 4 or 5 years with the Giants.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, if you could just make it happen. And I always, my dying proclamation is that I was just too short. But hey, not for you, man. You're 6'1". You're 6'1", aren't you?
Yeah.
Like a legitimate 6'1".
Yes.
Says it on the roster, but they put the tape measure on you and you actually are 6'1".
Yes.
And what do you weigh?
Right now I'm at like 230. I'm trying to get up to like 232 to 235.
I was going to say, are you trying to put a little more on?
Yep.
Have you been told to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went from 218 to 243 from the bowl game to pro day.
That's insane.
Fairlife chocolate milks, baby. Five a day. I couldn't get taller, so I had to get wider, you know. It's the only way that I would give myself a chance. So yeah, I know, I totally understand sort of where you're at right now. It's a fun time. I mean, do you think you have a shot?
I would say yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, of course you're going to need a big pro day, right?
Yeah.
Do you think but at this point it's almost like I don't doubt that happens. It almost just comes down to like luck, certain situations. Yeah. Do you have an agent?
I do, yep.
Okay, that's good. That's one thing I would change if I had to go back and do it, because I just kind of gave out my own phone number, never really had an agent. And I think an agent's important to fight for you and like make calls. Are you pretty up to date on like every roster? And no, you're just like, screw it.
Yeah. I'm at the point now where it's like, I'm not worried about like, I mean, all like the politics and like, you got to go to this camp, you got to do this, like all this stuff. Like, at the end of the day, like all I want to do is just snap a football. Like I don't want to think about all this stuff. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? Cause that's when you start thinking about the wrong things.
Sure.
But like right now it's literally like, I just want to get where I need to be and snap a football. Like that's literally all I want to do.
Yeah. No, I understand. So you just went down and worked with,
Coles.
Yeah. With Casey. No, not Casey. What's his name?
Casey Casper.
Is it Casey? A guy before that, Casey too. They had a guy before Casey that was doing it as well. So you worked with Casey, and you know, you probably got all your little things at this point, I guess, to get real nerdy, and we won't spend too much on it, but like your strengths and areas of that need improvement as far as like the nitty gritty of snapping a football, what do you think?
So I say right now, my big improvement that I need to work on is just snapping and protecting. All throughout Iowa, it's snap and release. So right now I started roughly like 2 weeks ago, like snapping and protecting for the first time. And I was like, this isn't like too bad, but at the same time, like I'll be going up against guys that have been doing it for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other part where it's like little, like, oh, I need to like work on like this. Like, this is my biggest thing, because in the NFL, you have to be able to block these giant human beings.
Monsters. And,
like, while getting a good snap. So that's probably my biggest need for improvement right now. One of my strengths, I'd say, though, is that
your PATs.
What do you say?
Your PATs.
Maybe that, yeah. But also, like, being able to throw like a decent fastball and being somewhat more athletic than other snappers.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I'd say that's probably one of my things. But at the same time, too, like these other snappers, like I was with the West Virginia snapper this past weekend, like he's like 6'2", like 240.
Yeah.
And he can move. So like, it's like,
at some point you're like, I just don't know if my athleticism is going to do it. You know,
yeah, like everybody's just as good, but
I really thought that would play well for me too. I was I was the most athletic snapper coming out of our class, and they didn't give a shit. They just wanted somebody big. So, yeah, I think what's impressed me the most about your ball over the years, and maybe you can tell me I'm wrong, but I've always felt like you were pretty dialed on short snaps, like from the jump, laces and everything. I could never figure out laces, dude. Like, that's probably the worst thing that I had. And your long snaps are great too, but it always felt like your PATs were just chef's kiss, 10 out of 10. Top three worst snaps of your career off the top of your head. I know you know them.
Well, I think I only know one, but it was Illinois freshman year, punt snap. We're down 7-0. Punt snap rolls right between Torrey's legs. He jumps on it. They get the ball, kick a PAT. They're up 10-0.
I wasn't asking that, by the way, with three in mind. I just know that you probably have three in mind that you don't like.
Okay. So they kick off, Charlie Jones, house call.
Love that. 10-7,
saves me. I'm like, oh my goodness. We end up going to win the game. But yeah, that was probably my worst one. That's the only one that sticks with me, that one. And then I want to say my second one is probably the Nebraska game last year, game-winning kick. a little bit of a low snap. Laces were good.
Yeah.
Got the kick up and went it through, but that was not very fun for me. Not too many people noticed that. I bet you only long snappers or ex-long snappers notice that stuff.
Yep. That's the nice thing is, you know, no one really knows except for like maybe coach and like your teammates. Yeah. Like for the specialist room.
Yeah.
And the holder, whoever's holding notices. Yeah.
I remember thanking Tori a million times.
Oh, Dad. I've been there. Marshall Kane, I don't know if you've ever watched a film of him kick. Circa 2014-15. He used to yell at me in the middle of a kick. Like, he's taking his steps and he's about to make contact. And he's like, "Fuck you, Kluver." Like, in the game. Because Dylan Kidd, our holder at the time, had to spin it because I gave him a six or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the holders are saviors. They are.
Yeah.
They're great.
Having Ty this past year too has been awesome too, because he just held for us.
Yeah.
And like having him, like what was nice about it was, so like having Tori for 3 years, that first year though, there was a different punter and different holder. So I was able to go and find the different guy. But then for 2 years, Tori was the holder and the punter.
Mm-hmm.
He's focusing on punts. We're right in the edge of range, like could be getting a field goal. And I'm like, I want to get a field goal snap. And Tori's like, no, I'm getting ready to punt. So it's like, but we definitely like worked that out like a lot, where it was like, cause Tori, I think, got to the point where it was like, I'd rather get a hold real quick than a punt, because he was
sure. Cause he started to feel more confident. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, just like finding that rhythm on the sideline with Ty this past year has been awesome. Cause like, there'll be times where it'll be like pregame, I'll go up to Drew and be like, what are your lines each way? So we know like what the line is for the punt field goals. And Ty would have it down. And like the second we'd get the first down, I'd turn around and Ty would have a football in his hand and we'd already be ready to get a snap. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this is great.
Smooth.
But yeah, that's been awesome this past year as well.
When did you give me a couple of snaps or reps? Could be short or long, where you specifically remember, ooh, I feel a little bit more pressure on this one. Like, I'm thinking about this one a little bit more.
So last year against Nebraska, that game winning field goal.
Yeah.
That was one where I was like,
which, by the way, everybody just gets one of those. That's my joke now, is if you're a special at Iowa, you just get a game winning field goal.
Yeah. So that was probably like one of my, I wouldn't say first ones, but it's like, yeah, this comes down to this right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Minnesota in 22, this one was crazy, where we had like the fumble recovery that got called back or whatever. And we get down to like the 2 yard line.
Yeah.
So we get down to the 2 yard line and we need to kick a game winning field goal.
Yeah.
And we go out there and it's freezing cold. Like, it is like 2 degrees, feels like negative 10.
And you can try to describe it, but I'm probably the only one who's going to understand it. The how hard it is to snap a football when it's cold. People just don't get it.
No. Like, so what was crazy about that Minnesota game was, we go out there to kick the game winning field goal, snap the ball, kick goes up, the whistle blew before it, we called the timeout.
Hate that.
And it's like negative 10. Feels like negative 10. So like, we book it to the benches to warm up, because we're sitting out there and we're like we got to go out and do this.
Because you've been in a coat the whole time. Like,
yeah, coat on the bench, coat and legs. Like, we're all snuggled up on the bench together. but then it's like, that first one I was like nervous for, but did a good snap. And then the second one I was like, I literally just did this.
Yeah. But when you get a rep, it always feels better.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm not nervous at all. And that was the same thing that kind of happened in the Nebraska game this year, is they iced us and we got the snap off. And then I was like, oh, I just did this. Like,
yep. Every time. And dude, you're always looking for that, huh? You're like, hey, we're snapping this anyway, cause we need a little look here.
Cause Drew's like, if they blow the whistle, like,
snap that fucker.
I'm still going to want that ball.
Yep. Yup. Yes, sir. I tell the fans all the time, I'm like, those guys are snapping it. They're going to get it off no matter what. The ref is going to have to step in front and stop it physically, because those guys are going to get a rep. Because once you get a look and you get a feel, now you're just repeating exactly what you just did, and it makes it 100 times easier. Mm-hmm. Were there any backed up, like on the two, on the one, on your own?
I had one, I think, on like the four or the five.
You didn't get any of those?
So nothing like two back.
Oh.
But there was one where it was, I think it was Michigan State. We were in the north end zone. And this is the one where Coop had that punt return, won the game basically for us.
Yeah.
And we're like on like the eight and we're like, all right, we're doing tight plug. Like we need to get this catch ball, get it out. And we're in the north end zone. And with having Torrey, this was one negative of having Torrey is you go out and run on the field and the whole crowd starts cheering.
Yeah, you can't hear anything in that end zone out here.
Can't hear anything. So we're in the north end zone and it's on the shift call. And I don't hear it because I'm
you guys didn't over. Have you guys didn't have like a dude when we so, did it I just told him, hey, just move your leg and I'll go on. Yeah. That
so it was a shift call. I mean, the Sam or the Mike linebacker is like 4 yards away from me, so it's like I should be able to hear it.
Yeah,
we have two guys in the gunner on the left and like the strong guard on the left, both like turn and go.
Yeah.
And then the Sam who's right behind me is like, snap the ball with some other language in there.
Yeah.
So we just ripped the snap, never called a false start. But we were like,
got away with that one.
Before. Yeah. Like that was lucky.
Yeah. There's a couple there. Some of those timing issues happen. It's just like, I don't know what, I can't do anything.
It got to a point too this year with like Harrell where it was like, I'd look at him and be like, you got to wave your hand. Like I can't.
Which is cool because you're like, dude, this is environment is sick, but also yeah. I don't want to like, I definitely don't want to get a flag here. So
yeah.
So you went and worked with Coles. What do you got? You go into like a, what are they called? Like a Zoner camp. You go into that.
I haven't decided yet on that one.
Okay. Is there like the Coles, Elite Showcase? Yep. Is that in Arizona still, or do they do that in Texas?
Arizona.
Okay. I went to that one. Any other ones?
And then the Senior Specialist Showcase I'm going to down in.
I saw that was on Twitter. Yep. And what is that? Is that like a?
That's kind of a new thing. They have, I think there's six snappers, six punters, six kickers, or it might be more than that. I don't know. But it's like a 3-4 day long thing that you just get paired up with a punter and kicker and go do a whole bunch of different stuff with them.
Okay. Who's it put on by?
It's this one guy named Jackson. I can't think of his last name.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, that definitely I don't think was around when I was there. So
no, I think that just started this year.
And then other than those, you're just training in Iowa City. Is it kind of lonely, or do most guys nowadays kind of go and find a different, like, you know, facility where their agent's paying for them to go to and all that stuff?
So right now it's just me and Kyler Fisher working
goodness, man. You got the whole, so it's just you and like who's running it? Like Cody?
It's like me, Fish, and Cody, or Cole, or Drew.
You got the whole weight room to yourself.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, dude, I cheer for you and the guys more than anybody, probably. And I want so badly for another snapper to catch in the NFL. Because I know that you can do it, and I know that you know you can do it. It's all about just getting that opportunity, and they just are so far and few between. So I hope it all works out, man. I'm excited to keep following you, and I appreciate you coming on.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Luke Elkin. That's the most you've ever heard of Luke Elkin, for a good reason. Because this guy didn't mess anything up over his career. Oh, I know. One last question. What do we got? Ike Speltz coming in?
Ike Speltz, yep.
Tell me, are we in good hands?
He's a good dude. Yep. I like him.
Okay. I think I helped out with a camp the year before he came in, and I met him at the camp, and he was like the clear best snapper there.
Yeah.
And I kind of like told Woods that because Woods offered, and he's like, hey, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. This one guy probably has the only potential here. And all of a sudden he's on the roster, and I think he's the guy. Like, I don't know if there's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
Was it just you and him this year?
Yep, just me and him. So ever since that first year, it's always been two snappers.
Yeah, I'd be there. Well, and now with the roster limits.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I don't know if you're getting more than two snappers ever again.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Did you make any NIL money?
Yes.
Like, did you make any from... You don't have to tell me numbers, but that little smirk makes me maybe want to throw up because I think you made more than I would have liked to know. Was it all from like the charity side of things, like for that stuff? Or did you actually like get any like deals? Like, were you able to like do any like social posts or anything like that?
I was mostly through Swarm.
Okay.
But that was it.
I'll have you tell me the figure off air. Luke Elkin, everybody, you're going to see him in the league. I promise. Somebody just has to give this guy a chance. He'll be snapping in the league, and I'll be jealous of two guys. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.